It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope your 2025 has started off good. I hope it started off smooth. Hey, I'm going to be good, smooth, and great for the next 3 hours. Where you been for the first hour? The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. So much to get into. We've already talked about some of these coaches in the NFL who got the boot. Sorry, Gerard Mayo. It sucks. Patriots fired him after 1 year. We talked about some coaches that might get the boot. Mike McCarthy's been rumored to be fired for damn it a year. And he might stick around for another year or two. We showed some love to the Detroit Lions, securing the top seed in the NFC, securing the division. We talked about the Vikings. We got into some players who want to leave Miami. Not just Tyreek Hill, but Jimmy Butler, too. And we're going to talk some more football. Damn it, we're going to talk some college football, too. Emory Hunt is going to come through and join us from CBS Sports HQ. How about this in about 20 minutes from now? Jordan DeJohnny is going to join us from CBS Sports to talk some NFL playoff action. And we're going to talk about the NFL draft. That order is set. And with all this coaching talk, people are destroying Mike Tomlin. I'm like, man, give Mike Tomlin a break. He can never catch a break. It's like they want Mike Tomlin to go out there and do everything, but, I don't know, play wide receiver in place of George Pickens. Like, just pump the brakes a little bit. We'll get into Mike Tomlin, all the criticism that he receives. It's just a lot to do. If you want to listen to the show, you can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Talk to it. Talk to the machine. Talk to the computer. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I told you this. Jordan DeJohnny is going to join us from CBS Sports to talk about the upcoming NFL wild card weekend, some of these coaches that have been fired, and we got coordinators who got the boot too. A bunch of loser ass teams, but we'll get into all of that with Jordan in about 20 minutes from now. If you want to call me up, you can be a part of the show. Not just going to talk to Jordan or Emery. 855-212-4227. You can find me online on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Let me say this. Since we talked about criticism, right? And since we talked about Tyreek Hill and being selfish and Jimmy Butler and being selfish, I'd be remiss not to mention someone who's just the king of being selfish. I'd be remiss not to mention somebody who just, it just seems everything is all about him and why not? Yesterday, the man passed for his 500th career touchdown. We don't know when we're going to see the end of the man. He's 41 years old. He just turned 41. Just completed the worst statistical career or year of his career. His name? Oh, you know who it is already. It's Aaron Rodgers. The New York Jets actually won a football game yesterday against the Dolphins. Maybe that's why Tyreek Hill was pretty ticked off and mad, and now he wants out. Not really. But Aaron Rodgers, we don't know what's next for him. We talked about all these head coaching vacancies. Well, Rob Saleh is on the couch. The GM for the New York Jets, a former GM, Joe Douglas, is fishing somewhere. He's probably ice fishing somewhere. He's not on his couch. And then Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, is having to explain to the entire world, my teenage son is not running the New York Jets like it's a game of Madden. And this is what the New York Jets are having to explain. Not that they got all these head coaching searches going on and they're looking for GMs and all of this. The owner of the New York Jets is having to explain to the world that my teenage son is not running the team. Now, that's a joke in and of itself. And speaking of a joke in and of itself, I mean, for all these head coaching interviews that the New York Jets are doing, how about Rex Ryan? Yeah, the former defensive coordinator, the former guru, the former head coach of the New York Jets, the man who his love for feet went public on the internet Don't ask me. Google it on your own time. Don't Google it on the company computer. Hickey, should I Google Rex Ryan feet on a company computer? What happens? Do I get blocked?
I mean, I'm curious to find out, so maybe you should do it.
Okay, give
just
me a second.
Just to see here, you know, what kind of parameters we got.
I'll do it in the break. I'll Google Rex Ryan feet and see what pops up. Will I get an email tomorrow, like, from somebody in like, IT? What are you Googling?
I'm curious to know, so that's why I kind of want you to be the...
I'll do it.
The guinea pig here.
I will Google Rex Ryan feet on the company computer in a minute. But anyway, Rex Ryan thinks that he's going to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. So much so that Rex Ryan is like, if I am the head coach, Aaron Rodgers, this ain't going to be no walk in a park for this guy anymore. This ain't his country club. Listen to this.
When you have a guy that doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, and by the way, is your quarterback coming off an injury, I think that's an absolutely ridiculous message you sent to the team. And so, you know, obviously, if he comes back, things would be different. If he's back, it ain't going to be the country club, you know, show up whenever the hell you want to show up. That ain't going to happen. So I'll just leave it at that.
You got to love the bravado of Rex Ryan. I mean, it doesn't even stop there. He was on ESPN in New York, and he was just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get the job. Listen to this man. Listen to him.
You think you're going to get this job, right? You think you're going to be the next head coach of the Jets?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely, I do. And the reason I think I'm going to get it is because I'm the best guy, and it ain't close. The thing that you have to do, you have to connect with the football team. You have to connect with your fan base. And the way they play, that's the most important thing, not just the X's and O's and all that. Look, this Ben Johnson, I love him. I absolutely love him. But I'm a better candidate for this job than he would be.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Hickey, you think he's going to get the job? It is the New York Jets. They said he's going to interview with the Jets tomorrow.
I'm glad you said it is the New York Jets, right? Because all logic goes out the window. I still don't think so. I'd be shocked if he's rehired again.
What, talk about spinning the block. I mean, going back to your ex. I mean, damn. This is desperate. The New York Jets are like, hey, yeah, you know what? Just... Bring Rex Ryan back in here. Let the man talk about snacks. Let's get a new episode of Hard Knocks. Let's bring him back. Oh, damn. Only the New York Jets.
It would be entertaining, though. Like what he just said about Aaron Rodgers, no country club. Imagine him and Aaron Rodgers next year in 2025.
No,
you said if they're going to be bad, may as well make it a dumpster fire. You will get three dumpster fires right there if these two are together next year.
I believed and I thought that this year was it. Aaron Rodgers said it. If we don't work out, if the New York Jets don't work out, we're all going to be gone. Well, Robert Saleh got the boot. Joe Douglas got the boot. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he got to be next. So I think it will be a cold day in hell, which is possible. Anything could happen, right? It'll be a cold day in hell if we get Aaron Rodgers and Rex Ryan on the same damn team. It's not going to happen. I don't think Rex Ryan, A, is going to get the job, even though the Jets are trying to hire people who have actually have some experience. And then on the other hand, you got Aaron Rodgers, who I don't know what he's going to do. He says he's going to go back to the West Coast and relax. I don't know what that means. He's going to smoke? He's going to go into a hole in Portland? I don't know. Is he going to do that ayahuasca stuff? I have no idea. But here's the deal. Aaron Rodgers, he was asked if he will be back next season, and this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know, Rich. If I did, I don't know that I'd tell you. so I will say that I respect. But truthfully, I don't know. I'm looking forward to those conversations with Woody and Christopher and Jaime and Phil and anybody else.
Now, well, I think we've all heard that Woody Johnson don't like that man. Woody Johnson is having to explain to everybody that his kid isn't running a damn football team. And that Woody Johnson was out here firing Rob Saleh. He didn't even ask Aaron Rodgers how he feels about it. Come on. These are supposed to be bosom buddies. Hickey, I think Aaron Rodgers has so much of an ego. I don't think he's going to retire. I think he's going to be back playing for another team next year. I think there's going to be some team. And all things considered, this was a terrible year for him. 28 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. I had to laugh yesterday when he threw his one of his first passes and it was automatically intercepted because it bounced off the receiver's hands. He is too prideful, I think, to walk away just like this. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be back. I don't think he's going to walk off into the sunset and quit. I think he has too much of an ego. You think we've seen the last of this guy?
I do, not because he would retire on his own volition, but because I just don't know a team that's out there that wants him.
Oh, boy.
Who wants to sign up for the Aaron Rodgers experience?
Another team that feels that they got players and they're just one guy away, one quarterback away. Do we got to start naming the dumbass teams again? Do we got to do that?
Like, even those dumbass teams.
Okay, let's think about them. Okay.
Like, the Steelers aren't a dumbass team, but
no,
they'd be in the market, right, for a quarterback that would fit what, you know, I guess if you want, what Rodgers is offering.
Yeah. Let's see. Some teams.
The Browns are a dumbass team, would they?
Right. They got to bring a guy in. Aaron Rodgers said for the New York Jets he'd be open to tutoring, an upcoming drafty or young guy. That's a dumbass team. They gave Deshaun Watson, what was it, 230, 240 guaranteed money, right?
Yeah. Oh, they did. 230.
You might as well double down on the stupidity. Why not?
Draft a quarterback and then bring in. Imagine that quarterback room, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, and a rookie quarterback. That guy's screwed.
Well, Deshaun Watson going to be gone. The Cleveland Browns select number 2 overall. And now we heard Deshaun Watson has a setback. He's going to be in a rehab room, Hickey. He's not going to be doing anything. New England is not bringing him on. Baltimore doesn't need him. Pittsburgh, they not touching him. Cincinnati, hell no. Cleveland. Houston doesn't need him. Indianapolis Colts?
No. They're not that stupid.
No, not to help Richardson. No.
Help.
Okay.
What is this guy going to do to help anybody?
I don't know.
Can you see him developing a young quarterback, JR? Can you see him giving some of the tricks of the trade away?
He said he'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, sure he would be.
New Orleans. Send him to New Orleans, right?
Oh, God. Fine. Go in there. That's worse for your career. You talk about, ego. You're really going out on a whimper if you're finishing your career at the Jets and then going to the Saints.
Well, you go from the Jets to the Browns, right?
He's not getting any better. The stats they were 5-12. He played all 17 games. They were 5-12.
Yeah, he can't move. He can't move.
They said run.
They said he had all these injuries and whatnot, and he can't move. I still think he could be like. He can be average, right? I think he's average at worst.
I would say average at best. I think that's his ceiling.
All right. Yeah. And it's slightly better, slightly.
With the headaches he brings and the control that he demands, that's a lot to ask for a 41-year-old quarterback next year that maybe 42. At his absolute peak could be slightly above average.
They are worse. They're worse.
I think I'd rather have worse. I'd rather have Geno Smith.
I hope he ends up on the Colts.
No.
Just so I can laugh at you. Just
Don't
so I can laugh.
Speak that bad juju into existence. No. Jim Irsay's listening. No, Jim.
And Jim Irsay, can he listen or is he in an AA meeting right now? I don't know. He might be sitting in class. I don't know.
I hope he's listening to what they're saying as well.
I hope he is. Is he okay? He had that incident. Is he okay?
Mom has been the word. Yeah, that was about almost a year ago. And one's really said. He did not look great coming out of the locker room yesterday. I'll say that.
Yeah, we heard the GM and Steichen are going to be sticking around. That's good news for the Colts.
Well, good news for them. I don't know about the organization. I like the head coach, but the GM bringing it back. Maybe that shows right there that maybe Irsay is not exactly doing okay, if that's his logical thinking.
And how is Anthony Richardson? Let's ask Pat McAfee. I'm just saying, man. Your team is a disaster. Might as well bring in Aaron Rodgers is like the magic elixir. He's like the cleanser. You bring him in at the end to just wipe everything clean, and no problem. Piece of cake.
Yeah, the Jets can attest, right? They brought him in. No,
good.
Wiped away all the bad juju.
Yeah. Now they got to start from scratch.
They're all clean.
Yeah, the New York Jets could get rid of everything except for their miserable owner who has to explain to people that, when I'm not selling Q-tips and being, what was he, ambassador to the United Kingdom?
That's right.
My son is also not running the team in my absence. What a classic franchise. Hey, misery loves company, and it was terrific that Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets got together. But I think that is just about done. And Rex Ryan, he just go find another foot site, man. Just, you're not going back to the Jets. Good luck on your interview tomorrow. Rex Ryan, by the way, he'll never talk to me again. He's a very nice guy. You meet him in person. Very, very nice guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Instead of talking about the old-ass quarterback, we're going to talk about the young quarterbacks who are taking their teams to the postseason. How about this? We're going to talk about Bo Nix. We're going to get into Jaden Daniels. We'll do that later on this hour. But on the other side of the break, it's time for a conversation with Jordan DeJani from CBS Sports, covers all things NFL. We'll talk about the teams that are actually going to play this upcoming weekend, wild card weekend. We'll talk about the draft, some coaches, a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. NFL playoffs are staring us in the face. We got wild card action this weekend. We got coaches getting fired last night and today. No Doug Peterson. No Gerard Mayo. We know the NFL draft order. There's so much to get into when you take a look at the NFL and the conclusion of the 2024 regular season. Joining us to talk about it all, what has happened, what we can look forward to, is Jordan DeJani. He covers all things NFL for CBS Sports. Jordan, how are you?
JR, my man, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being here. Happy New Year to you. Unfortunately, it's not a happy New Year for Doug Peterson or Gerard Mayo. Doug, we assumed that he was going to get the boot. Gerard Mayo, not so much. Are you surprised that the New England Patriots and Robert Kraft pulled the plug on him?
No, I'm truly not, right? I mean, things were trending this way for a couple of weeks, but I was surprised to see him get fired virtually walking off the field after defeating the Buffalo Bills in the regular season finale. I mean, keep in mind that Robert Kraft penciled in this guy to be Belichick's replacement well ahead of time, right? A former star linebacker, team captain, longtime coaching assistant. You had over a decade to scout this guy and what he's about, but you're convinced after 17 games that he's not it. This is the guy who added in his contract that he was going to be the heir apparent to Bill Belichick. So that was pretty surprising to me, but it does show you that Robert Kraft had been thinking about this decision for a while. And more importantly, he has a clear course of action that he's going to follow when it comes to hiring that next head coach. And hey, maybe it's another former Patriot. Maybe it's another former linebacker that played for the Patriots as well.
Can we just not say that this is Mike Vrabel's job if he wants it? Is there a little bit of a wink, wink, nod, nod that we're looking at here?
Hey, let me tell you, everyone in the sports world is already penciling in Mike Vrabel to New England. That makes me want to go the other direction. I mean, if we take Mike Vrabel's, you know, history with the Patriots franchise away, you know, let's pretend he wasn't some linebacker that won Super Bowls for New England. Is he exactly a good fit for this Patriots job? I think that Mike Vrabel is truly one of the more underappreciated coaches in the NFL when it comes to building a culture of success, getting the most out of his roster. I think he's very good at those aspects of this job. But he's someone who's not exactly, how do I put this, overly infatuated with the offensive side of the ball. He's not the first guy I'm bringing in to develop a young quarterback. And if I'm a decision maker for the New England Patriots, that's of the utmost importance to me when it comes to hiring this new head coach. Get the most out of Drake May because he opens your Super Bowl window even more. Now, there's a lot of work to be done on this roster. I'm very aware of that. But at the same time, I'm not ready to just automatically pencil in Mike Vrabel for this job.
Jordan DeJani is here with us from CBS Sports, covers all things NFL. You talk about developing quarterbacks. We learned late this afternoon that Mike McCarthy is a candidate that the Chicago Bears are interested in to help potentially develop Caleb Williams. We know that the owner, Jerry Jones of the Cowboys, likes to let his players, his coaches, twist in the wind. Do you think Mike McCarthy will be back with the Cowboys, or will he get a chance to go to the Bears?
Yeah, I'm still up in the air about that, to be honest with you. But I think we're going to get a decision relatively soon, right? I think we only have 8 more days until we have some it's more clear about what the future is going to be with Mike McCarthy and his next contract with the Cowboys, or if he's allowed to walk and take some other interviews with different franchises. And, you know, I actually consider Mike McCarthy kind of a winner of Black Monday today, because not only was this guy walking into 2024 as the most pre-fired coach in the NFL, right? His team didn't do much in free agency. The expectations in Dallas felt a little bit different. Then all the injuries came to fruition, and they go 7-10. But Jerry Jones clearly still has a high level of respect for Mike McCarthy, and that tells me, and it should tell everyone, that the door is open for him to potentially return. But you got to love the Chicago Bears tapping the Cowboys on the shoulder and say, hey, if you don't want Mike McCarthy, we'd really like to talk to him. So the Cowboys have to either accept or deny that request, either give Mike McCarthy a new contract or allow him to talk to other teams. Now, of course, a job interview does not mean anything. I still would maybe be a little bit surprised if Mike McCarthy took the Chicago Bears job. But what it does show you is that there is a level of interest in Mike McCarthy if he were allowed to walk.
Yeah, we know Mike McCarthy. Wouldn't that be interesting if he returned back up to the NFC North? I'm like, what are we talking about here? But wild things have happened, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you talk about wild things. Aaron Rodgers threw his 500th touchdown pass yesterday. And you think he's done in the NFL? Is a team going to touch this guy?
You know, I don't think he's done. I feel like Aaron Rodgers, he's someone who wants to go out on his own terms, not as an older quarterback that no NFL team wants to sign to a contract. And I think we've seen some of that maybe in his words over the past few months, saying, you know, hey, if the Jets want to keep me, I would take a pay cut. I would mentor a young quarterback that they bring in, whether draft or free agency. You know, we've talked about how being in New York has actually been a pleasant time for him, despite all of the turmoil on the field. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I do believe that he's going to be playing elsewhere in 2025. I think that the Jets are ready to move on and turn the page to a new chapter with the new head coach, with the new general manager, and yes, with a new quarterback. But where Aaron Rodgers lands, that's where it gets really interesting. I don't think I have a clear landing spot for you right now. You know, I'm looking at some of the teams in the draft order who may not be able to get Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, who would be open to getting a veteran quarterback. You know, could that be the Las Vegas Raiders? Who knows? I heard you guys joking about the Indianapolis Colts. I thought that would be pretty funny as well. So yeah. I think that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be with the Jets next year, but it's really tough to gauge where exactly that next landing spot is going to be.
Yeah, Jordan, I don't think he's going to be mopping floors either. I think, or maybe ayahuasca. He's going to be in the NFL. So it's a sucker. A new sucker's born every day. We got plenty of time between now and August. Jordan DeJohnny is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Let's talk about some of the teams that are actually going to be playing football starting this upcoming weekend. We saw it wasn't exciting. We saw the Lions run away with it late. But there's a lot of hype for the Lions taking on the Vikings. The Lions are certainly a lot of folks' favorites coming out of the NFC if Dan Campbell doesn't gamble it away, the opportunity away. What's the next best team in this NFC?
Yeah, JR, I was absolutely floored by that result on Sunday Night Football. I was expecting Sam Darnold to come in riding that wave of good vibes off of that win against the Packers at home, and people are declaring him the future of the franchise in Minnesota. I was ready for him to steal the number one seed from the Lions in Detroit on their home field. That Lions defense hadn't been playing very good, so I was very surprised by that outcome. And it has me second-guessing not only the Vikings as a potential contender, but also maybe Sam Darnold's future moving forward. And I think that we can kind of further that narrative depending on what happens in the playoffs against the Los Angeles Rams. You know, speaking of the Los Angeles Rams, that might be a sleeper team in my opinion.
Wow.
Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford obviously have that postseason experience, but I'm really intrigued by this young defensive front. I know that they do give up yards, but at the same time, this young defensive front really knows how to pressure the quarterback. And when that offense is hitting on all cylinders, you know, the Rams are really, really tough to stop. Another team, and maybe this comes from a little bit of place of bias, but I would love to see the Washington Commanders make a run in the NFC. I'm excited for that matchup against Tampa Bay. I think it's arguably the most intriguing matchup of Super Wild Card Weekend against Baker Mayfield. We'll see what Jaden Daniels is capable of doing. But if you're asking me the number two team in the NFC, it's tough not to lean towards the Philadelphia Eagles. And a reason I say that is because Jalen Hurts, he's still in concussion protocol, but he's expected to return to the lineup for this big matchup. He's going to be well-rested physically, and the same can be said for a lot of his playmakers, like Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. They also have a really good defense as well. This Philadelphia Eagles team did not flail down the stretch like they did last year, so maybe they're set up for a run as well.
Jordan DeJohnny's here with us from CBS Sports. So there's no concern that Jalen Hurts is still in concussion protocol. I'm saying to myself, if this guy doesn't play and we got to watch Kenny Pickett, I might rip my own eyeballs out. Nobody wants to see Kenny Pickett play in the postseason. Nobody. Not even his family.
Yeah, they may take that game off of TV, right? They'll make it on ESPN Plus or something like that. Yeah, I mean, there is a level of concern. Yeah, the Ocho, there you go. I mean, of course, there's probably a level of concern, but I think that from reports from different people in Philly, it seems like he's been progressing through the protocol. And of course, nothing is definitive just yet, but you have to imagine that he's back in the starting lineup for the playoffs.
Okay, I certainly hope so. Well, you take a look at the AFC. You talked about one rookie quarterback and Daniels. We got another one in Knicks who'll be out there with the Broncos. And we got the Chargers in here with Harbaugh back in the NFL. We know the Chiefs. They're getting a whole lot of rest over the past couple weeks and into today. What are your thoughts on the AFC? Are we just looking at the Chiefs and then everybody else? Maybe the Bills knock them out? I don't know. Maybe.
JR, I wish I could lie to you and tell you I was interested in the AFC playoff picture, but I'm not, man. They're just top-heavy, in my opinion. We got the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills. You have to imagine that one of those three teams will end up representing the conference when we get to New Orleans in February. I love Bo Nix. I love the Denver Broncos. That defense is one of the more underrated units in the entire National Football League. But they have to go to Buffalo and try to contain the favorite to win MVP on his home field where he's undefeated this season. That's just a tough matchup. I think the same can be said for the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. I think they've lost four straight games coming into this matchup. They played the Ravens just a couple of weeks ago in Baltimore and got absolutely throttled. Russell Wilson looks like the Broncos' Russell Wilson from 2023. I don't know if the Steelers' defense can do enough against the Ravens. So, and then there's the Chargers versus Texans game, which I think is the most unsexy game of the entire NFL weekend. I'm expecting maybe a low-scoring affair. That Chargers defense is the number one scoring defense in the NFL. C.J. Stroud is missing his top two wideouts with Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. Hopefully Deontay Johnson is someone who can kind of enter the mix and be a difference maker. But I'm really excited for the divisional round of the AFC, but not for the wild card round necessarily.
Damn, you said unsexy. So everybody, well, somebody likes unsexy, right? Somebody there for everybody, right? Right?
There is. Yeah, there is. They're called their fans. Their fan bases will be watching those games.
Jordan DeJohnny is here with us from CBS Sports. Well, these teams, they ain't got no choice. They ain't got no fans. Well, their fans won't be watching them. How about the Tennessee Titans, the Browns, the New York Giants? They're going to be selecting 1, 2, and 3 in the 2025 NFL draft. A lot of talk as to what the Browns do. They got Deshaun Watson. Do they, you know, end up with Cam Ward or Shador? The Titans, are they taking Cam Ward? What do the Giants do? They're going to be left with whoever the hell else is next. Is it Travis Hunter? What do you think the beginning of the draft is going to look like in a few months?
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, I think a quarterback's going to go number one overall. I think the Tennessee Titans will end up selecting their future quarterback because that's what they desperately missed this season. You know, I kind of wonder how much better Tennessee would have been if they didn't have the mayonnaise god throwing interceptions every single week. So, Shador Sanders is someone that I'm looking at because he would bring a new level of excitement and attention to the Titans franchise. Keep in mind that Tennessee is constructing a new stadium right now, and this is a team that's not used to being in the spotlight. So having someone like Shador Sanders would be absolutely epic for the Titans. As someone who's based in Nashville, that's kind of what I'm hoping happens, but Cam Ward is going to be in the mix as well. maybe that's someone who ends up going to the Cleveland Browns. I do think that there's a spot open at quarterback there in Cleveland, even though they can't necessarily move on from Deshaun Watson right now. He had a setback reportedly with his injury that ended his 2024 campaign. I think the Browns would be wise to bring in a quarterback that they can develop and get this franchise back on the right track. But then, hey, how about Travis Hunter? Where is that guy going? I think he's probably the number one player in this entire draft. If you're not a Travis Hunter fan, then I'm convinced that you haven't watched much football in your days, because this guy's a two-way star. I'm hoping that whatever team drafts him, whether it's the Browns or the Giants or the Patriots, whoever it is, allows him to play a little bit on both sides. So I really do think that the beginning of the draft is going to be really telling with how teams value their quarterbacks. And I say that because I'm leaving the door open for maybe another franchise like the Las Vegas Raiders to potentially trade up into that top two if they can offer one of these teams an enticing enough package to grab their franchise guys. So we've got a lot of time between now and April, but I'm sure it's going to be an entertaining time.
Jordan DeJohnny joining us here from CBS Sports. Just to be clear, did you call Will Levis the mayonnaise god or the guy? The god, huh? Mayonnaise god?
Yeah, the mayonnaise god. I mean, you've seen all those commercials, right? Yeah. You've seen all those commercials on your TV.
Now, do you think that if you're Will Levis, you suck as a quarterback. You can't make a decision. You're throwing the ball to the wrong team. You're doing it all the damn time. Are you happy that you took the mayonnaise? Are you happy you took the money from the mayonnaise people, or is this a bad look for you now that you got to be a backup somewhere?
Are you kidding me? I'm always taking the money, whether I'm a good player or a bad player. I'll take the money. In fact, I'm sitting here right now with a Parfum de Mayonnaise from Will Levis on my desk right now. Oh, so even I got sucked into the bit just a little bit.
Did you open it? No, didn't open it.
Yeah, I did. His nice representative sent me a bottle, so I got to sample it. It actually smells decent. It's a normal fragrance. Okay, it doesn't smell like a Jersey Mike's shop or anything like that.
Okay. All right, so if I walk by you, Super Bowl week in New Orleans, and you smell like mayonnaise, I know it's you.
Exactly right.
I know it's you. Okay. All right, note taken. Well, listen, outside of us smelling you as you walk by, fill us in. How can we keep up with you and all your work with CBS Sports, Jordan?
Yeah, check me out at CBSSports.com. Jordan DeJohnny, last name spelled DeJohnny. I'm always active on there. I just wrote a column for CBS Sports looking at NFL Black Monday winners and losers. And trust me, there's plenty of both. So, as always, appreciate you having me on the show, my man.
Hey, Jordan, thank you so much, man. Happy New Year to you. When is the last time you say that to somebody? Is it like tomorrow or 2 days? When is that over?
Yeah, I feel bad. You said it to me twice now, and I haven't said it once to you, but it is January 6th. So, Happy New Year. How about this? January 6th is the deadline. We can stop saying it now.
All right, my man. Hey, Jordan, we'll catch you on down the line, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, my man. Appreciate you.
There you got it. Jordan DeJohnny. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Make sure you check out all his works on CBSSports.com. I need you to know that you should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much to Jordan for coming through to talk to us about the NFL playoffs. I want to give a quick wrap up, and I want to talk about the college football playoff, because we're getting back to action on Thursday and Friday. We're down to the Final Four. We'll talk about it on the other side. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you oh so much to Jordan DeJohnny for joining us from CBS Sports to talk some NFL action. We got a bunch of NFL head coaches who got fired over the past 24 hours. Sorry, Gerard Mayo. Sorry, Doug Peterson. We now have five openings here in the NFL coaching carousel. We'll see how they get filled out. Who knows? We might have some more into the future. Mike McCarthy might get the boot from the Dallas Cowboys that's been basically running for an entire year. I think he's going to stick around. If you missed that conversation with Jordan, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. And thank you all so much to everybody tuned in on our very first live stream of the JR Sport Brief Show. on YouTube. Yeah, you want to watch me? You want to see what I'm doing in the studio? Hello to everybody out there. I see Daly. Even Shep is here. Dave McCormick and Charlie. I see a lot of people here. And shout outs to everybody here in the chat. Yeah, just search. Go to YouTube, search Infinity Sports Network, and then boom, the JR Sport Brief Show will pop right on up. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you as well to Jordan for having a chat with us about the upcoming NFL draft. And I say upcoming because we're going to blink and it's going to be right here in front of our faces. And then we're going to have to see what takes place with the Tennessee Titans. They're selecting number one overall, but we'll get to the draft in a minute. I also want to talk about the college football playoff that took place over the past several weeks. But let's get to the phones. 855-212-4227. Chris is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what up, JR? How's it going, man?
I'm amazing. What's going on with you?
That's good, dog. That's good. So anyway, I'm just want to touch up on the NFL, and you know the offseason is going to be coming up soon. I heard that Kellen Moore is a hot candidate right now as far as being a head coach, and I heard his name linked to the New Orleans Saints. So I'm just starting my campaign. If Kellen Moore heads over to the Saints or wherever he might head to, I'm saying take Kenny Pickett with you. Kenny Pickett has the potential to be a franchise quarterback and win the Super Bowl. This guy has been screwed over from day one.
Hold on. In the NFL, based off of what?
What do you mean, based off of what?
What have you seen Kenny Pickett do in the NFL? That
his
you feel, can I finish? No, let me finish.
Okay,
go ahead. Listen to me. What have you seen this man do consistently at the NFL level that you are so comfortable in saying that Kenny Pickett is a franchise quarterback? Fill me in.
His body of work. He's a leader. He has the potential to read a defense, not like some quarterbacks that we have on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Are you advocating that Kenny Pickett is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
I mean, you can connect the dots.
I'm asking you. It's a yes or no question. I don't got to connect dots. I'm asking you.
Yes, he is. And again, he has never had the opportunity. You see what's going on with Pittsburgh now. Pittsburgh is a dumpster fire, and it will continue to be a dumpster fire.
I don't know if Pittsburgh would have made the postseason with Kenny Pickett as a starting quarterback because
he was 7-5 before he got hurt against Arizona. They were number one in the AFC North.
Pickens is having a complete fit with a guy who just throws the football versus a younger quarterback. I could see Pickens eating Kenny Pickett alive.
Let me just say this. The Philadelphia fan base has no idea what they're talking about. They run off of emotion. Cannon McKee is not the answer. And to answer your question again, yes, Kenny Pickett is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. So give this guy an opportunity and let him win a Super Bowl. Build around him. Kellen Moore, take Kenny Pickett with you, and let's go win a Super Bowl, my guy, before you know the end of time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chris, for calling from California. Hickey, is he hanging out with Aaron Rodgers? Like, what's wrong with that guy?
Like, I can't say to know what Kenny Pickett sounds like. Is that Kenny himself?
I don't know. He said Kenny Pickett is a franchise. We haven't heard. Have you heard Kenny Pickett speak this year?
No.
Nah, there's a reason why. Because he sucks. If he was so damn good, they would have kept him. If he was that damn good, he wouldn't have bailed out of Pittsburgh, by the way. He's the guy who asked out of Pittsburgh. He's the guy who wanted a fresh start. Let's not sit here and go, oh, my God, Kenny Pickett, the Steelers just gave him the boot. They didn't. They brought in Russell Wilson, and I guess Kenny Pickett didn't think he was better than Russell Wilson, so he left. And I guess, by the way, the Steelers didn't think the same thing. And, by the way, I've watched Kenny Pickett. He doesn't have the athleticism to compete at the NFL level the way he did at Pitt. I'm sorry. Kenny Pickett is one-dimensional in the NFL. And the minute that he decides to go outside the pocket, if he doesn't have a clear lane, Kenny Pickett is getting destroyed. He's getting blasted. And so I don't know if you're Kenny Pickett's agent. I don't know if you're his cousin, brother, father, mother. Maybe you are Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is what he is. He's a backup. He's a guy that you're going to call if you need somebody to just start a game. A franchise quarterback needs an opportunity? Come on now. What are we doing? Hickey, what are New Year's resolutions? Never mind. Hickey, it's 2020. I haven't said nothing too crazy yet, right?
This is the first day of 2025 for you, but so far so good. You made it 2 hours.
What I will say is I have not gotten in trouble so far this year. Not yet.
And if you are going to get in trouble, it can't be over Kenny Pickett.
Oh, no, it won't. It won't.
Got to be something better than that.
the Golden State Valkyries, is that what they are?
That's what they are.
Yeah, I'll get in trouble for saying something about them. Makes more sense, right? No?
If you're going to get in trouble, might as well get your money's worth.
Yeah, might as well. Not over Kenny Pickett. Anyway, and shout-outs to Kenny Pickett's brother who just called us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some real franchise quarterbacks. One is in Denver, one is in Washington, and neither of them are named Kenny Pickett. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.